Joseph Bray died in 1840 and evoked in Bordeaux by his granddaughter in 1862. The honest man according to God or according to man.
Dear Grandpa, would you please tell me how you're doing in the world of spirits and give me any instructive details that might be useful for our progress?
Anything you want, dear child. I am expiating my disbelief, but God's goodness is great and He takes circumstances into account. I am suffering, but not like you might think. I regret not having taken better advantage of my time while on earth.
How can you say you did not employ your time well? You always lived as an honest man.
In the judgment of others, but there is an abyss between honesty before men and honesty before God. You want to learn, dear child, so I will try to show you the difference. There, among you, men are regarded as being honest when they respect the laws of their country, a respect that is quite flexible for many, and when they do not harm their neighbors by ostensibly taking their property, even though they often unscrupulously rob them of their honor and their happiness, as long as the penal code or public opinion cannot reach them. They are such blameworthy hypocrites, and when they can have their tombstone engraved with the string of virtues they have preached, it is believed that they have paid their debt to humanity. What a mistake! Not breaking the laws of man is not enough before God. Above all, one must not have transgressed the divine laws. A man who is honest in God's sight is one who, out of devotion and love, dedicates himself to a life of goodness and to the progress of his fellow men, who, animated by limitless zeal, is active in life, active in fulfilling the physical tasks imposed on him, for he must teach others the love of labor. He is active in good deeds because he has not forgotten that he is but a servant from whom the Lord will demand an accounting someday of how he employed his time. Finally, he is active because he must practice love for God and his neighbor. Thus, men who are honest before God must carefully avoid acid words, that poison hidden under the flowers, which destroys reputations and often ruins upright men, exposing them to ridicule. According to God, an honest man must always have a heart closed to any kernel of pride, envy, or ambition. He must be patient and benevolent toward those who attack him. From the depths of his soul, without effort and especially without ostentation, he must pardon those who offend him. He must love the Creator in all his creatures. Furthermore, he must put into practice that concise and grand summary of humankind's duties: love God above all things and your neighbor as yourself. And that, my dear child, is pretty much what honest men must do before God. Well then, did I do all that? No. I must confess here without blushing that I often failed at many of those conditions. I didn't do all the things that such an honest man would have done. I forgot the Lord, and that in turn drove me to other wrongs, which, even though acceptable according to the laws of man, were nevertheless offensive to God's decrees. I have suffered much since having come to understand this. That is why I have hope now, but it is that consoling hope in the goodness of God who sees my repentance. My dear child, say this and repeat it to all whose conscience is burdened. You must get rid of your imperfections through the power of good deeds, and God's mercy will thereby extend over you. God's paternal eyes will take your trials into account, and His powerful hand will obliterate your wrongs.